adaptation of Hub City Radio Sports. Welcome to the Sports Hub. Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM and 98.5 FM proudly presents Northeast South Dakota's leader in sports talk and sports coverage. Co-hosts David Tewksbury and Matt McClure have you covered on all things area sports. They'll talk with local coaches.
We have it so good, and I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena. There's absolutely nothing like you, and so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
He said after the win last week, we set a new standard for how we play at Northern State, and we will never go back. And they responded. Our guys responded today. What a performance.
They'll sit down with local student athletes.
I've always said Coach Schmidt and Coach Glasgow took a big chance on me out of high school. You know, I was only 170 pounds. Showed up, I had blonde hair, dangly earrings, a lot of jewelry, and I was 17 when I first got up here for the first couple weeks. I was super nervous, and now with a year under my belt, a spring under my belt, everything's just slowed down. I'm seeing the ball, I'm seeing the receivers, everything slowed down. I'm really grateful. The coaches took a chance on me.
We're a great team too. Like, we can beat anybody. We haven't been scared in the past, but I don't know. We can beat anybody. Like, we can show up on any day and beat anybody in the SIC. That's what we learned today.
Plus, they'll visit with local media members and talk all things sports in South Dakota and the region.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
Let's go!
Very, very good Monday to you and yours. Welcome on in. This is the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. A loaded show for you here today on FSA. Matt McClure, yours truly, here on this dreary, cold, overcast, kind of a nasty day. Perfect day, though, if you are a duck or something like that. But Tom Salmon, the head coach of the Hitchcock to Lair Patriots track and field squad. He'll be joining us here in the next 15 minutes or so. And then the vox, if you will, or the voice of the Aberdeen Roncalli athletic programs, Scott Solberg. He'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour. Actually, some breaking news from the, it's not really breaking, but we've got some news about that coming up towards the bottom of the hour. All of that and much more here today on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Plus, cancellations and postponements abound. Lots of events are going to be canceled for the day here today. Lots of events will be canceled for tomorrow, I'm sure. Matter of fact, Kim Zimmerman, head coach of the Aberdeen Central Golf Squad, just texted me a few short moments ago saying the Watertown invite for tomorrow is officially canceled. So lots of events will be either canceled or postponed as we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Not a whole lot of school time left. A lot of schools are getting ready to hand out those diplomas and what have you. So this is just about it. So a lot of cancellations are on tap. Matt McClure, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. Cloudy, overcast. It's a beautiful day if you're a Pacific Northwesterly person, huh?
Yeah, if you're the Zables, right?
Right.
This is your kind of weather. You got to get used to it.
Well, speaking of the Pacific Northwest and the Seahawks, I think it might have been Saturday. I can't remember what day it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting my daughter dressed there, and she woke up on one. She just woke up in a mood, you know, as some near two-year-olds do. And how about this pink one? Yeah, no, I don't want to wear that one. How about this? No, I don't want to wear that one. And then I busted out the neon green Seattle Seahawks shirt. And the look on
she
her
loved it.
Oh, the look on her face, how happy she was to wear that Seattle Seahawks shirt. And matter of fact, this morning, my wife's getting her dressed. She doesn't want to wear anything else, but only that neon green Seahawks shirt. I said, oh, man, you want to talk about a proud dad moment. That's it right there.
I was just going to say, you got to be proud as a dad right there. Seahawks teaching them early, right?
I mean,
a fan.
First steps, graduation from high school and college. Walking down the aisle, nah.
First time she said dad or dada, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's right up there.
Yeah, this has got to take the cake. Putting that Seahawk green on and saying Seahawks. Oh, man, it's just tugs at your heartstring. So good stuff there, and a big shout out to my daughter, who's not quite two, but she'll be two next month. And speaking of the number two, my second daughter is turning 2 months old today.
Wow.
Nuts.
Already?
I know.
Wow.
That's what I said. Already? How did that happen?
Yeah, how did that happen?
Oh, my goodness. It's just time is moving very, very quickly. That's for sure. All right. We call him Matt McClure. We call him the Cobra. Also,
Mr. Unlimited.
Toss this thing skyward for this Monday installment of the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Lots of events from this last weekend canceled or postponed. Brown County Speedway, of course, one of those. Lots of softball action was canceled or postponed. One thing that was not canceled was the Milwaukee Brewers and Twins games here this last weekend. Twins, of course, unfortunately did lose yesterday, but hey, you win 13 of your last 14 games, you'll take a 13-game winning streak right to the bank. But this is just the thing about this incredible winning streak, 13 games being closed down yesterday, losing 5-2. Have an opportunity to get back in action here tonight against Cleveland at 6:40 on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. But just because you go on a 13-game win streak doesn't necessarily mean you make up a whole lot of ground in the division. The Twins are still 5 games back of first place, and they are now in second place, which is good news, no longer in fourth. There's still a long, long ways to go in this season, but it just goes to show you how these slow starts can impact a season. You win 13 straight games, you're like, oh, this team's right. They went from worst to first. No, you're still 5 games back, even with winning 13 straight games. It just goes to show you these slow, excruciatingly slow starts, it has a big impact on a season.
Well, they started this win streak, they were 13-20.
Yeah.
So you're 26-21 now, and you're right in the middle of it. I think that's the bottom line that I'm looking at with this win streak. You make a good point. Yes, you're not in first place. I don't know what's going on in Detroit, but they're 15 games over 500. I thought they'd be good, but 15 games over 500, good, no. And this American League Central division as a whole is probably the best division in all of baseball. I was coming into the season, I'm like, oh, AL East, AL East, that division stinks. This American League Central is pretty good. The West is whatever. But if you would have said that 3 or 4 years ago, people would laugh at your face just because of how, I mean, non-competitive it is. The Central's been in years past, but I mean, the Twins right now playing some good ball, and I think this is a big week. This is a massive week when you think about it for the Twins. You got 6 games with Cleveland and the Royals coming up starting tonight. If you go 5-1 in those games, you really can get some separation between third and second, fourth and second, because right now Royals and Guardians are only a half game back of the Twins. You win 5, maybe go 4-2. That could be a big confidence booster, if you will, for Minnesota.
And to your point, in your defense, I think most people were saying the AL East is probably going to be the best division in all of the American League. I know I sure was, and I'm not going to sit here and say I know absolutely everything about baseball, but I think even the quote-unquote experts, if you will, would have said the AL East is probably going to be pretty salty this year, and it still may be, but they're off to a slow start there, as the Yankees are sitting in first place 5 games ahead of Boston, who's actually below 500 right now. But yeah, the Twins have had a really, really good stretch, and one of the reasons why they are having such a good stretch has been the work of their bullpen. We talked about this a bit last week, but they set a new franchise record, 33 straight scoreless innings. That 32 tied the longest streak in Twins history. That was July 2004. But 33 straight scoreless innings, closing things down there in the ninth on Saturday night. I mean, is this going to be a thing in August and September? We'll have to wait and see. But as of right now, mid to late May, that's a pretty good bullpen right now.
Yeah, and you make the term a lot. You can kind of ride a hot goaltender in hockey. In baseball, you can ride the hot bullpen and start stringing some wins together. If your bullpen is solid and stout, you can really make up some ground in baseball. You see a lot, and I talk a lot about this with family and friends about the sport of baseball, especially at the professional level. Like, the bullpen pitching can be so atrocious at times,
oh, yeah.
And it makes no sense. And now you're seeing the Twins try to get that bullpen going. I mean, that's an incredible stat there, and that's the biggest reason why they've won 13 of 14, but if you can get that kind of thing going on, 7th, 8th, 9th inning, you're going to be a tough team to beat. If you can play with a lead, let's say you're up 3-2, 4-3, whatever it may be, you can lock it down those last 9 outs. you're going to be a successful team. Now, is this just a stretch, or is this going to be something that we're going to see come July and August? That's going to be the main question.
TBD, to be determined. We'll have to wait and see. Well, one thing is for sure, we do know that the Final Four in the NBA is officially set, and there is going to be a new champion crowned this year, as the Denver Nikola Jokic's have officially been ousted.
That's a good way to put it.
Definitely. Kind of felt that way, didn't it? And yesterday, he was at the post-game press conference. He was at the mic, and they were saying, you know, what's the next couple of weeks going to look like for you? And I'm not going to do a Nikola Jokic voice, but he says the next couple of days, there's probably going to be a lot of beer.
Yes, I did see that. guy that's just completely, I feel like, just worn down after that series. I mean, you mentioned it, the Denver Nikola Jokic's, that was about as a one-man show as I've seen in a playoff series. He tried to do everything. He came away with a couple really incredible games. He dropped 44, 15, and 5 in a loss this series. I mean, that's the type of numbers this guy puts up. He's the head and shoulders, the best player in the league, but he just had absolutely no help. You had Aaron Gordon playing on a grade 2 hamstring injury.
Yep, that's right.
You had Jamal Murray. He was ill and sick in game 6. He fought through that. Was he 100%? Probably not. But, man, they got creamed in the second quarter. Wow. I mean, I was watching golf last night or yesterday afternoon. I watched, like, an absurd amount of golf this weekend.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I was also flipping back and forth to see the score. I turned it off 42-39, and then I go back in the third quarter, I see it's a 20-point game. I'm like, what just happened here? What happened? It was a 3-point game 5 minutes ago. What happened?
It escalated quickly, as that line from the Anchorman says. Hey, speaking of golf, you texted me yesterday, hey, you know, things are kind of heating up here a little bit in the PGA. I was outdoors, you know, mowing my lawn, what have you. But as soon as I got done, I saw that text message. I threw it on, watching it with my daughter. And you know what? Speaking of proud dad moments, how about a proud husband moment for you? My wife goes, you know, I think I'm starting to like golf.
Wow.
On TV.
On TV.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. What more could you ask for?
Wow.
She said she's starting to enjoy it. She's like, you know, back in the day, oh, this is such a boring sport. Maybe now that, you know, you kind of get into your 30s, you start to have a family around you, you start to fall in love with she's starting to fall in love with golf.
That's when you know she's the one, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it just made me so happy. When she said that to me yesterday, I was like, I mean, this marriage can't get any better.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's impressive. That's a big win there.
That is a really big win. Now,
I don't mind golf on TV. I can't believe that.
I couldn't believe she said it. And I was like, are we recording this? Are we live?
No. Hey, can you say that again real quick?
Yeah, right. Here, say that again. Say it into the mic, please.
Can you get that on? I need to get that voice recorded. Can you say that again?
Can you make that a sound drop on the sports side or something like that?
That would be amazing.
Oh, man. I just got so jacked when she said that. It really made me happy. All right, coming up next on the show, we're talking some Hitchcock two-layer track and field. Tom Salmon, the head coach of the Patriots, he'll join us after this. Also a favorite of the near two-year-old.
Big fan?
Big fan. She loves doing the
Village people, right?
That's right. Yep, back in the day.
There you go.
He's Matt McClure. I'm David Tewksbury. Glad to be with you on this Monday installment of the Sports Hub, Fox Sports Aberdeen. Tom Salmon, the head coach of the Patriots of Hitchcock Tulare, joins us on the phone line. Coach, good to talk with you on this Monday. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Great to have you on the program here. And, well, good old-fashioned Mother Nature putting the kibosh on some events here this week. I'm sure that's probably impacting you guys. Is that fair to say?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we were supposed to have a couple meets early this week, and they got moved or canceled. So,
gonna be
go ahead. Deal with it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And is there any chance that you guys try to sneak stuff in on Wednesday? I know that's kind of one of those days that, you know, you try not to schedule events for. But is there any chance that you guys try to sneak a couple of things in on a Wednesday or anything like that?
Well, actually, one of the meets is our meet on Thursday is actually having pole vault on Wednesday, so that would be taking up that portion of Wednesday, but not a full meet.
Coach Salmon, you know, you coach football, you coach basketball, you're coaching track and field. So, I guess what's the saying? No days off. It seems like for you during the school year, Can you just kind of talk about what that's kind of been like this year? I mean, football, then right into basketball, then basketball right into track and field.
Yeah. It was just, I mean, it was something that I took on. The basketball job came open and I offered my services. They said nobody was available. So it didn't necessarily go as well as we'd like, for basketball, but as far as the whole year goes, it was fine. I mean, I can handle it. It just, it was, different things happened during the basketball season that were pretty stressful and for everybody. And so we're trying to recover from that, but track's been going really well and we're excited about the possibilities that we have here.
Well, Matt's a huge fan of your guys' digs down there. I mean,
he's a big fan of the gym.
Yeah.
That was the first time I've been to the gym. Just a fan. It's small. It can get loud in there. The look. I mean, it's one of my favorites in all of the, Class B in the state. I'm just a fan.
Well, great. I appreciate that. Yeah, we enjoy it. So.
It's a beautiful place to call a game, and I was watching the video of that when Matt was on the call, and I was like, that's a really, really cool gym. So we don't make it down to Hitchcock or to Lair too much, but when we do, we send our best and brightest, I guess, as Matt McClure was on the call for that one there.
Yeah.
Tom Solomon, the head coach of the track and field squad over there at Hitchcock to Lair, joining us on the phone line. And again, weather certainly impacting a lot of stuff, but you've got a lot of meets already underneath your belt. How do you like the progress of your squad so far to this point of the season, Coach?
We're very pleased. We have a good group of girls and guys. So we have, possibly a five in each group. Going to individual spots in state, and then a couple of relays for our girls. So we're excited about it.
And we talked to a lot of track and field coaches, and they talk about relying on other coaches, during a meet. They got a bunch of other – because it's going to be difficult for you to try to go to one aspect of the meet to the other and to the other and talk to every kid. So what's kind of your outlook on meet day, and how much do you rely on your other coaches, whether it's pole vaulting, long jumping, whatever it may be?
Well, there's only two of us, Coach Melissa Knox from Dolan and myself. So it's a busy day. It's stressful, but we do. I mean, she does an amazing job. So I can leave a lot to her, and she covers just a lot of the aspects of the running part, and I cover some of the field events, and then. Every now and then we have our principal helping out with our throwers, but it's, we do the best we can, and our athletes are excellent, and they do a good job staying focused and whether we're there or not. And so we can rely on them too, to just do the job that they've come to do. So.
Coach, is there a couple of student athletes in particular that have really impressed you this year? You go into the season, you've got your heavy hitters, who's going to do what, but maybe there's an athlete or two for the boys and girls that have really kind of stepped up that maybe you didn't anticipate to have the kind of year that they're having right now.
I feel like all of our athletes have potential to do great things if they put their minds to it. And we had a couple newcomers come out that didn't come out last year that came out this year. Rebecca Heisinga threw shop this year, and she decided to come out, middle of the season, and she ended up getting a school record for a shot put, and she most likely would be going to state in that. And Patrick Maynard threw the javelin for the first time this year, late in the game, and he ended up getting a spot that possibly will get him to state. So those two are exciting, but we have lots of good ones. Logan LaBrie for the boys side is our top runner and event athlete. And then Peyton Chasinghock, of course. And then Emma Snyder's doing an amazing job for the girls, and Emery Arthurs. So and Caitlin Schrader. I mean, I could list them all, Ella Johnson, but we have a good group.
Talking a little bit more about Maynard with the javelin. Was that a kind of a conversation that you had at the beginning of the season? Hey, we think you could be good at javelin. Was it something that he came up to you and said, hey, I want to give this a try?
Well, there was probably a handful of us that were bugging him every now and then. And he finally came forward and said, yeah, I'd be willing to do this. So we tried it out, and there you go. He did a great job. So,
has there been maybe even a couple of events that, like you say, you've got some of the teammates that are kind of pulling some of these student athletes. You know, you think you'd be really, really good in the pole vault or something like this, and then they're really not. That's not necessarily their comfort zone, and they turn out to be a really, really good athlete in that certain aspect or certain event.
I mean, there's been a few things like that. We don't have a lot of pole vaulters right now, so I can't necessarily use pole vault, but we do have, you know, two or three pole vaulters that are close to getting into state, but they're not quite there yet. And hopefully these last two meets will get them there. But Caitlin Schrader came out this year. She's a senior, but then, and she missed a year and a half or so of track just because of some injuries. She just chose not to do it, but she came out this year again, and now she most likely be going to state and track with javelin and high jump and possibly some relays. So so that's, I guess, would be another newcomer, if you want to call it that, even though she's a senior. So
sounds to me that go ahead, Coach.
No, I was finished.
Okay, yep. Sounds to me that the numbers are pretty good, maybe prior to last year. Is it just as simple as other kids that are already out for track saying, hey, we think you could, you know, run track, give this a try? You know, is it, you know, a lot of, I don't want to say recruiting, but trying to get recruiting kids to go out and run track or throw or something like that?
Yeah, we did. I mean, again, Caitlin's another one that, you know, quite a few people had their voice in it, and then she decided to talk herself into it and came out and is doing a great job for us. And it just happens that way. So, and we actually lost some boys to farming and stuff this year. So that's just the way it goes. And it's too bad because we would have had some good relays if those guys could have stayed out. But you just deal with it and do the best you can.
Well, you talk about Caitlin Schrader. Of course, she's going to be playing at Northern State next year for some college volleyball. Looking forward to that, seeing her here in the Hub City. Tom Salmon, our head coach, our head coaching guest here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. 281 conference tournament here this last week, and you've got the team of Schneider. I'm going to go ahead and go with Schoen is the way that's pronounced.
Yep.
Arthurs and the aforementioned Schrader, they're taking first place in the 4x100. Has that been kind of a group that's really been getting better and better throughout the season, or they just had an incredible day there at the 281 tournament? How did that kind of group come to be?
Well, that actually, I think, was maybe the first time they ran that. I can't remember because we should switch those guys in and out sometimes, but because we were trying to talk Caitlin into running a little bit, and so she jumped in that group, and they did really well. It was a fun race to watch, and so yeah, they potentially got themselves into state with that run. So
I'm curious, you know, we talked about you coach three different sports and things, and do you have like a different coaching style for each sport? I'm just curious.
I guess I don't. I'm probably considered an old guy around here, but you know, each athlete is different and each group is different, and I definitely don't click with all of them, but we do the best we can to work together and to get something out of it.
You got to wear a shirt that just says "I'm not for everyone" or something like that. You know, my mom's told me about that. She's like, I saw a guy in the grocery store the other day had a shirt on that says "I'm not for everyone." So being that old school style, I can appreciate that. So I'm looking online here, and it says you've got the Dial-A-Move Last Chance meet. Now, I think that was hosted by Warner, if memory serves correctly. That was slated for today. That's been moved to Friday. Is that accurate there online?
Yes, yeah, that's accurate. Yeah, they decided fairly early on to move that to Friday just because we saw the potential for weather, and so they made that decision, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Is it kind of difficult, you know, trying to get the scheduling and things when it – things like this happen when a meet gets postponed or canceled? Hey, we got to move it to this day, or when's it kind of work for everybody? Are you involved in that at all, and how difficult can that be?
Oh, it can be very difficult to get to an event, but as far as Warner, they message it out and then we respond, and there was, you know, 15 initially supposed to go, and now there's 13 potentially, so, and maybe more can join later, but it's most of the group that was going is still going on Friday because it's that last chance meet before state. So
I was going to say, I think that's going to be probably one of the final ones. I mean, it's in the name, last chance, certainly, but probably one of the final ones before state gets here in the not too distant future. Maybe one or two more with Tom Salmon on Fox Sports Aberdeen. you kind of hit on some of the student athletes that you're looking forward to qualifying for the state tournament. Do you get a sense that maybe you're going to have somebody or some groups that might kind of surprise some people in the last handful of meets here, probably on Friday, that could maybe qualify for that state, that someone's very, very close to getting there, but they're just not quite there yet?
Well, yeah, our pole vaulters are right on the edge of getting that spot. So Peyton Knox is our lone girl pole vaulter, and she's right in the mix to get state. She has to just get a few more inches, and if she can get a foot, then she'll definitely be in. I think she should be locked in at that point. And then the other pole vaulters are two boys, and they have potential to get there, but they have a little bit more ways to go than just a foot. So we'll see what happens. Most everybody else, I think, is pretty set in stone. But again, you never know with other teams and jumping in there and then our, you know, one of our athletes, we have some javelin throwers that could potentially get in there if they have a good throw that, you know, in these next two meets. We'll see what happens.
And coach, we talked to start the program. It's graduation season. You've obviously, you know, coaching three sports. You've worked with a lot of these, you know, student athletes throughout the year. What does this senior class, you know, mean to you and to the programs?
You know, this is a great group, especially, you know, Peyton Chasing Hawk is most likely getting in two events and in individual events. And he's been a football player of mine. So it's been exciting to see him grow and mature and do so well in his sports. And Caitlin, of course, it was great to see her come out. We missed her when she left a couple of years ago, and so it's great to see her back. And then Emma Schneider has been doing an amazing job with her individual events and team events with the relay. She's a great leader, great athlete, and they're both going to Northern next year, so that's exciting. And we have a couple other seniors that were involved, but they're not most likely making it to state at this point. But they're always important to have good, you know, good leadership and guidance for the rest of the crew.
Well, continued success here this upcoming Friday. Best of luck at state here in the not too distant future. Coach, appreciate you doing this, and good luck going forward. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it too.
Absolutely. Our pleasure for sure. Tom Salmon, head coach of the Patriots of Hitchcock Tulare, joining us here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM and 98.5 FM. And speaking of events getting postponed and stuff getting moved, again, that's moved to Friday, the Dial-A-Move Last Chance Meet. I had Aberdeen Christian, Ron Colley, Falkton, Frederick, Groton, Hitchcock Tulare, Ipswich, Langford, Mopo, North Central, Northwestern, Warner. So it looks like maybe one of those teams might have dropped, what have you, maybe two. But that's been moved to Friday, and just got a text message here not that long ago that Aberdeen Central's softball game today at home against O'Gorman, that's been moved indoors to 4 o'clock. That'll be at the Aberdeen Dome. So Central's matchup today against O'Gorman has been moved to the Aberdeen Dome at 4 o'clock. So looking forward to that over there on the north side of town. Voice of the Aberdeen Ron Colley Cavaliers, Scott Solberg. He'll be joining us coming up next on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Doing it live on the Sports Hub right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. He's Matt McClure. I'm David Tewksbury, joined by the voice of the Aberdeen Ron Colley Cavaliers, Scott Solberg. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
We're doing it live. Speaking of broadcasting, we're talking off the air about all sorts of, you know, broadcasting hijinks. You got a highlight of something that you stuff was just not going right, whether the equipment's wet, it's windy, it's rainy, and you're like,
so know, many.
Yeah.
And then when they bleed out onto the air,
yeah,
it's happened.
Yeah.
It happens. It's an accident. Sorry. Yeah. We're human.
I did a game in Groton. It was Redfield versus Groton. It was like one of my first years here. It was a playoff game, and the wind was just whipping right into the booth there, and the rain was pouring right into there, and like the iPad's getting all. That's when we were still broadcasting with the iPad.
Okay.
And I'll never forget the next day you came to me and you're like, you sound a little punchy there in that third quarter. I was like, yeah, man, I was losing my stuff. It's tough. Tough sometimes.
Yeah. No, I had one the first year. I think I was in Langford, and it was back in the old days, boys. Probably your existence, phone lines, and our phone line got snapped at halftime, just cut in half. It's like, we got nothing here. And there was a house next to the field to the end zone. The lady in there, God bless her, gave us her cordless phone.
Okay.
I could stand in the end zone in one spot, and we could broadcast back to the station.
Wow.
If I moved 6 inches left, 6 inches right, it was gone. But the show must go on, and we got through the game.
Well, I got a funny story in Langford, too. They didn't have a spot for me in the press box, and I had to do video for this game. So, like, I got, like, an extension cord up to the press box. I'm doing the game, like, right behind the Langford sideline. I got, like, two trash cans propped up to set up the equipment and then the video. And I'm, like, trying to get it as high as I could. So, like, you had to get it over the players. They just didn't have us. Like, I got there, and they were like, hey, it's full. You can do it here, but it's not going to be very comfortable. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out a different way to do it. It was a Langford-Britain game, and you know how the cell signal is out there.
Yeah.
Obviously, you just told that story. And I had to, like, find the right spot to get the audio. It was a mess. We got through it, but it definitely was one of the, I got a picture of the setup. It's funny. It's like two trash cans flipped over with, like, stuff on it.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. Well, I'll tell you what. One of my first games that I broadcast for Ipswich was against Langford. And I'm up there. I've got two clipboards, one on each of my thighs. I'm calling the game up there, and that's the way it goes. And I couldn't get connected for the life of me on Skype. And we used to run games on Skype. And Ben was, of course, here at the time. And I'm like, I can't get connected. I run outside, and I call up Ben. I'm like, hey, I got no signal out here. He goes, oh, yeah, I probably should have told you. We really don't get that great of a signal up in Langford. So, yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, slips happen. But, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Again, we got through it. I don't know how we got connected, but we figured it out some way, shape, or means. Scott Solberg joining us here live in studio, Fox Sports Aberdeen. So we're breaking some news here. Scott, this is going to be your kind of – last year was your swan song. You're stepping down as the voice of the Aberdeen Roncalli Cavaliers. Matt McClure is going to be taking over as the new voice for the Cavs there. So I guess we're kind of breaking some news. What we do with Aberdeen Central, we'll announce that at a later date. But, you know, I'll just kind of give you the mic here a little bit.
You don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that. But you've been doing it for about 20 years
20
now.
20 years, I believe, yeah.
The voice of the Cavaliers.
Yep.
Wow.
And a great time. But the time has come to step away. And, you know, family's growing. We want to travel more and see the kids. And so it's not quitting. It's not. I'm just taking a step back. I'll be like a retired priest. Sometimes you get called out of duty and you have to take over a mass every now and then. I'll be the retired priest of the sports department here. How's that?
That works. That works. You know, I think that'll suit you
well. I'm available to fill in.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
maybe.
Keyword maybe there. So we're kind of doing a little bit of a trip down memory lane here. How did you even get started doing Roncalli games back in the day?
My kids went there, and for when my son was a freshman, the station across town, it's not on the air anymore, KKAA did it, and the guy that was doing the games was kind of hit and miss, and I guess on one trip he had car issues or something. And they said, well, why don't you do the games? I'm like, well, I don't work for that station. So, you know, but got to thinking. I came back to Brian, and it's like, maybe we should look at doing that next year, approach the school, and just kind of fell into place. And, yeah, 2004, 2005, I started, and football team made the semis that year. The next 2 years, they won state championships, and, yeah, it was fun. Just kind of right place at the right time, I guess. And I was going to the games anyway. I was just going to – I'll do it while my kids are in school, get paid to go watch a game, what the heck. And it lasted a little longer.
Well, we had Terry Dosh in studio last week, and I was going to ask you, you know, what do you remember most of those, you know, 04 – or was it 04, 05, 06 football teams?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were a juggernaut. I got pretty spoiled because I think that was about the time they started to call the games at 50.
Sure.
Had a lot of games that ended at halftime those 2 years. they had a team, they had depth, they had everything. Yeah, they were good kids.
That was my son's class. So, you know, you knew them all. So, yeah, good memories.
Scott Solberg here in studio, Fox Sports Aberdeen. Now, I've got a daughter that's not quite two yet, but let's just say she ends up being a student athlete. I can't imagine how cool that would be to broadcast for your son or your daughter. I'm not trying to get you here, but what was it like broadcasting your kids? That's going to be very cool.
Oh, just like this right now. It was breaking down, you know. It was a lot of fun until the end, you know. And luckily enough, my son was on a state tournament team, first one that Roncalli had had in quite a few years. And so, yeah, I was a mess that game. But, you know, it was certainly a blessing and just wouldn't trade it for the world. Plus, I got to see a lot of really great athletes over these 20 years. And, geez, it's incredible when you look back at all you've been able to be a part of and think, okay, well, that was cool. So, yeah.
So how did you get into the play-by-play aspect of it? You know, did you always kind of...
I had an interest always. I was I helped do color when I was down in Redfield at the radio station there. And then I came to KGIM here, and we started toying around with doing area games. Our guy who had done it the year before got a different job in Alaska. So I said, well, I can try doing some sports. And so we did a lot of area stuff right away. I think the first game I did, I know, was in Eureka. I can't remember. I think it was Eureka and Ipswich, you know. So, and yeah, just kind of evolved from there. And then we did area games off and on. And then when the Roncalli thing happened, it's like, well, we can do this full time. And it's been greatly supported. So thank you to all of our advertisers in the community who did support it, because that's what it takes to go to get them on the air. And yeah, that's, I guess, a long-winded answer.
You know, you mentioned Eureka as Scott Silberg joins us here in studio, Fox Sports Aberdeen. They got a really cool football field because they've got like a little, I don't know if it's a retention pond or a lake or something like that.
I think it's the lake, yeah.
It's right there, and it's a really cool setup. It's really, really unique. Do you have time for another segment here real quick?
Sure.
It'll be not so strenuous.
Okay, sounds good.
More with Scott Solberg coming up next right here on FSA. It's really appropriate that this is our music bed as we're coming back here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Scott Solberg, Matt McClure, I'm David Tewksbury. The song is called Church on Sunday.
Hey, there you go.
And we got a retired priest here in studio, or something like that. Scott Solberg here on FSA. We're kind of breaking some news. We've known this in-house, but now it's officially official. Scott will be stepping down as the voice of the Cavaliers after 20 beautiful years on the air on Pheasant Country 103. Matt McClure is going to be the next voice of the Cavaliers. Looking forward to that here over on PC 103. But we're talking off the air about stadiums and fun places to call games. I know there's going to be some people that you're going to leave out, or some stadiums that you might forget about, but give me a couple of interesting stadiums that you have gone to and you're like, wow, that was really, really cool being at a game like that.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of memorable ones. Dakota Bank Stadium, I've told people this, that is the best football venue, because it is, as a broadcaster, you know, you always get kind of blocked out by a corner or the lights or whatever. Everything there is top-notch. You can see everything. The lighting is, you're able to see. But yeah, you go to some of the smaller venues. We did Dakota Hills the last couple years up in Wilmot. And I just remember going up there, I think it was two years ago.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah. It was the first game there. And they were knocking wasp nests down. And it was, you know, there was some residue left from the pigeon flock from over the winter and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, hey, you know, we can see. And then the lighting isn't the greatest, but you make it up. And that's a good thing about radio. You can be wrong. You can just say a name and hopefully you're close.
Yeah. So, you know, talking with Coach Dosh there last week, he talked a lot about, and obviously I'll be doing the games next year, so just – you know, can you kind of talk about the Roncalli-Webster rivalry a little bit? I mean, have you seen some fun matchups there? And the highway, do they have a name for it or anything like that?
I don't recall that with Webster. Groton and Roncalli is always, you know, that's a great rivalry there. Webster and Roncalli have had a lot of really good games over the years. You know, and every year is different, and high school sports is so cyclical. You get one group up, one group down, and, you know, so you just kind of, I guess I've always called the game as what it is. This is this year's version of the game. Let's see how that goes, and, you know, names change, but you try to keep the tradition going, so to speak, I guess.
Scott Solberg here in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. You're fortunate that you've broadcast some really, really good teams, great players, great coaches, and all that good stuff. Some people go years without broadcasting a state championship game or seeing their team, I say their team in quotation marks, win the whole thing. You've been fortunate enough to do that, I think, in football, for boys basketball and girls basketball.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
That is very cool and something not lost on me because that, as a broadcaster, that's never a guarantee, you know. So very privileged to do that, without a doubt.
You got a highlight of those seasons from football? And I know the girls is the most recent, girls mm-hmm. basketball, a couple of years ago now.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that year they had a heck of a road to go through. The girls, geez, had to play St. Thomas More, Sioux Falls Christian, and then Hamlin. And those teams always are troublesome. And to put it all together in a state tournament setting and have them go through, that was really cool. The boys' tournament team in 2015, that was a group of kids that I think one person saw a lot of time the year before, but otherwise a lot of new kids that came in, and they just gelled and put it all together and got better every game as the season went on. And then again, you know, the two football team state champions that I was privileged to call, they were a beast of a team. It always came down to St. Thomas More in the dome. They were two tight games, but Ron Colley was able to come out on top. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was going back on the Fox Sports Aberdeen YouTube channel, and there's, like, old-school footage of the games that you did and, you know, a couple of those post-game interviews and things of that, and just kind of going back and seeing, you know, what it was 10, 15 years ago for me was pretty cool. What will you remember, you know, about, you know, some of those moments?
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, class organization, great coaches. You'll find it out. They always are there to help you get you whatever you need. And I can't thank them enough. So that first and foremost, as you would say, Tukes, would be my memory. Just the people. Yep. Super group of people all the way through. So
Scott Solberg here live in studio on FSA. We got a couple more minutes to go here. Words of advice for the young buck that's going to be coming in to take the headset.
Oh, Matt's going to do a great job. And, you know, the last few years, it gets to be a grind. And as my family is growing, that's kind of why I'm wanting to take a step back and take some travel and not be committed to every weekend. But, you know, you'll see, Matt, it's a community at Roncalli, and just people will come up and wish you well, and, you know, they listen, they care, and that makes it rewarding, too, because, you know, it means a lot. You get that excitement at every ball game, and I hope that somewhat made sort of sense. I get lost here. A lot going through my brain right now. So,
do you have a favorite call that you can recall that you had?
I really don't. There have been so many. I know there was I think a Lucas Lorenz turnaround buzzer beater at the Roncalli gym with like 0.6 seconds, and he had his back to the basket. I think it was Lucas. Could have been
it was
Zach Andier. Okay, it was Lorenz. And, I mean, he just turned, whipped it up, and it was nothing but net. I just remember that play as one that sticks out. But there were a lot of those. I don't mean to slight anybody else. But I thought there is no way in God's green earth there is a chance to get this game, and they did. And it was just crazy. Yeah.
Who did they even play in that game?
I think it was Elk Point Jefferson, I want to say.
Okay, because Matt's talking about he was going through the archives and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
That is on the Fox Sports Aberdeen YouTube account.
Oh, okay.
And we'll actually go ahead and repost it here following the program. We got our final countdown that's going to play here in 50 seconds, but do you have any final not final words. That's not the right word to describe it. I mean, you're, of course, you're the retiring priest or coming back priest. Do you have any kind of wrapping up of thoughts, I guess, if you will?
Yeah, just it was my honor to be able to do that and privilege to be able to do that. And to the people that cared enough to listen, thank you. Sometimes you wonder if you're just talking to yourself and found out, no, people are listening. So, you know, keep it positive, keep it good. But, no, just a lot of good people that have wished me well along the way and can't thank them enough. I can't put it into words. So thank you, thank you, thank you. That's about it.
All right. That is Scott Solberg joining us here live in studio on FSA. You're not going anywhere.
No, you're going to be stuck with me. I'll show up when you least expect it.
Yeah.
So
Friday night, Matt's got the flu.
Yep.
Here comes Scott.
There you go. Yep. If Matt goes to a Penn State Minnesota game and wants to leave,
there you go.
Let me know. I'll check my calendar.
There you go. Well, Godspeed to you. Congratulations on not retirement, but just stepping aside for a little bit. And appreciate you popping in studio here.
Oh, for sure. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Scott Solberg here live in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Again, a couple of notes. The Dial-A-Move track and field event for today, that's been postponed till Friday. Aberdeen Central softball matchup against O'Gorman, that's been moved to the Aberdeen Dome. 4 o'clock for your first pitch there. NEC meet hosted by Milbank, that has officially been canceled. Guardians and Twins tonight, 6:40, right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. We're back at it on Tuesday.